Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome to Hour 2 of the big show. Great to have you with us today. Breaking news edition of the program as we wait for the House to impeach President Trump. We know that is going to happen. We understand as many as 20 members of the Republican caucus are expected to vote with the Democrats, including Liz Cheney, the daughter of Dick. And we will be getting to that conversation in just a little while with Congressman Pat Fallon of Texas. But we've got a lot of people that want to weigh in on what just happened on the last few moments of the show in the last hour. We had Leroy from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and he lied to our call screener, said he was a big Trump supporter and wanted to talk about Trump and the Republicans. But when he actually came on the air, he went on the attack. And I think we handled that, what's the word I'm looking for, deftly. I believe we were, and we were kind and considerate, but a lot of you folks are fired up. Ruthie writes in on the Facebook page, Todd, Leroy sounds like the male version of Felicia. Bye-bye, Leroy. That's what Ruthie wrote. Hey, let's go to the phones. Lamont over in Arkansas, hanging out with us on KARN. He's got a thing or two to say. Lamont, welcome to the show.
Hey, Todd, I'm going to tell you right now, if you want to set aside an hour for me to debate Leroy, it'll be Lamont and Leroy debate day. Let me tell you, he lied to get on your show. And that's a Democrat right there. They're going to lie and they're going to lie and they're going to lie. That young man does not understand what rights are being taken away from him as we speak. He has no idea. He is fighting for a cause that he has no idea about. And we are being lied to. People are being canceled. Can you imagine if they canceled ex-presidents in the past when they were in office and they canceled them? They will not let the American people hear what our president has to say. He is not lying. He can go, I could debate him for an hour just on the things that he said he was going to do. And he did them. And he got them done. And he made America great again. I look back at my grandfather, and I'm sorry, Todd, I'm on a freaking rampage right now, is that I look back at my grandfather who worked for Southwestern Bell. Were they a monopoly? Yes, they were. Did they break them up? Yes, they did. That's fine. He got paid very well back in the 60s and 70s. And our president is fighting for the American people. I mean, he has fought for 4 years for the American people. So we're not taken over by a communist regime like China. And they plan on taking us over. And that is just not in my script. They cannot come and take us over. We cannot stand for it. And I don't promote violence not one bit. I want to be happy. I want to go to work. I want to work. I want to make my living. I want to have a future for my kids and my grandkids. But this man right here, I need a debate with him. Because if I can change him, how many people can he change?
Lamont, I think that would be a beautiful thing if that could happen, and we may have to try to work that out. I mean, that would be kind of Lamont and Leroy. We've got the alliteration there. Lamont, look, great comments. Thank you for the wise words. Give us a holler back, and thank you for listening to us on KARN. I do need to go right away to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. As promised, Congressman Pat Fallon, the Republican from Texas, and Congressman, a lot going on, and I want to ask you about last week, but we'll get to that in a second. I want to get your reaction to Liz Cheney and the announcement she made yesterday that she's going to vote with the Democrats.
Well, Todd, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. I was very disappointed to hear that. I really was. And I saw that, I think it was Roll Call or one of the political newspapers, it was frontline news. And I really unfortunately believe that, you know, quotes like that, that she made were really just doing the work of the Democrats. I was very disappointed.
There are a lot of people weighing in on this, Congressman, and I got to tell you, there are concerns that the Senate Republicans may do the bidding of the Democrats as well. What are you hearing among your colleagues there in the House?
Well, you know, that even though the House and the Senate, Todd, are in the same building, they might as well be 100 miles away. It's a different universe. Hard to say what the Senate's going to do, but I can tell you this. From what it seems like it's shaping up, what will happen in a few hours is the overwhelming majority of Republicans are going to vote to reject impeachment. This is just another rapid hyperspeed witch hunt. And I would say 95 to 98% will end up voting no on this.
What's your take on what happened last week, Congressman? There are Democrats that are calling for Andy Biggs to be arrested, to be kicked out of the Congress. Congressman Mo Brooks was on our program yesterday, and we asked him, do you have the support of Republican leadership? And he said, honestly, I don't know. I don't know. What's your take?
You know, first and foremost, I would be remiss if I didn't say that there was one silver lining in a very dark cloud that happened on January 6th. And it happened that evening and then following the following day, that our Democratic friends across the aisle have now finally come to realize that riots are bad. All last summer, they didn't seem to think that they were as bad as they seem to believe they are now. We, as conservatives, condemned the riots from BLM and Antifa last summer. And they weren't just for a bad afternoon. They were they went on over weeks and months. We condemned them. We condemned the morons and the violent protesters from January 6th. And it was harrowing and it was awful. And this is not the America that we want to live in. We achieve our political ends peacefully. We have the First Amendment. But we, as conservatives, have been consistent, whereas the Democrats and the left and the media have been very selective in their outrage.
And we pointed that out just a few moments ago. We played the Maxine Waters audio. I mean, how many times have we heard people from Hollywood, people in the mainstream media calling for President Trump to be assassinated, to be kicked out of office, that that Democrats, Black Lives Matter, Antifa need to march in the streets? And then just last night, Congressman, on CNN, you had Don Lemon and Fredo Cuomo talking about how there's a difference. So there's a difference between what Antifa and Black Lives Matter are doing compared to what happened up on Capitol Hill last week.
All right, Todd, that infuriates me. I'm going to tell you why. I'm getting fired up. Because that Capitol building is sacred, but it's no more sacred, I should say, than a business that was built over 30 years by an American, say somebody of color that lives in the inner city, that lives the American dream, that put it all on the line. And then the mob burns their business down because they're mad about a police shoot. And they don't even have all the facts. They don't have the data. You know, in 2017, Harvard did a study. In 2019, the National Academy of Science did a study. And they came to the same conclusion, that there's no bias in police. There's no racial bias in police shoot. So the mob was inflamed. The mob was emotional. You can burn a minority business down, and the Democrats think that's different than the destruction that happened in this Capitol. That is arrogant. That's ruling class BS. And I categorically reject it, and I couldn't disagree with them more.
You know, Congressman, real quick, last week you were one of, what, four or five lawmakers, members of Congress, who remained in the House chamber. You were prepared. You didn't know what was coming through that door. You put your life on the line, along with several others of your colleagues, and we've had several of them on the program over the past few days. What was that like for you? I mean, it had to have happened so quickly for you.
It was awful. I mean, Ronnie Jackson and Troy Nels and Tony Gonzalez and Mark Wayne Mullen were all there. I'm not leaving my brothers behind. The Capitol Police needed augmentation. They needed to secure the chamber. This is our house, meaning the people's house. It's not the mob's house. It's not bullies and cowards. We're going to defend it. So we ripped off. I still have the hand sanitizer stations they have in the U.S. House are on these rather sizable pieces of wood. So I ripped one off, and Troy did as well. The adrenaline was flowing. We had the business end of it ready to go. And anybody that came through, they were going to get tussled with. I mean, I said, I meant it metaphorically, of course, for 5 months, that the East Texans that elected me hired a street fighter. Well, damn it, I was a street fighter that day, and I was ready to defend it, and I'll do it again, because we are Americans. We have all, the five that stayed, we're all former service members, and we are never going to bow to enemies, whether they're foreign or domestic.
Well said, Congressman. You're a good man, and I tell you, the folks in East Texas, blessed to have you representing them up on Capitol Hill. Thank you.
Thanks, Todd, and I'll come back anytime. I appreciate it. God bless you.
All right. Like that guy, he said he's a street fighter. And you know what? That's what we need. We need people like that in the halls of Congress, not people who cut and run, like Liz Cheney, the daughter of Dick. Let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Carla in Iowa, listening to us on the live stream. Hi, Carla, what's going on?
Well, I'm a little upset about the election, and McConnell and McCarthy and Cheney, they're all rolling over. It's like they put their finger in the air and see which way the wind is going. And they think that if they do the impeachment, that the Trump supporters are just going to roll over, toe the party line, get back in with the Republicans. Well, they're going to have a fight on their hands because everybody is seeing what the Republican Party is doing. And their true colors are really coming out. I mean, I figured there was some corruption in the Republican Party, but not like this. And voters are going to look for somebody different. And they're going to McConnell's going to be up probably for election in a couple of years, and some of these other ones, they're going to put somebody up against them, and the other person's going to win, and they're going to be out of office. And they're going to be wondering why.
Well, Carla, let me say this, and you've got a fair point. And by the way, she's right about McCarthy. So it's bad enough that you have Liz Cheney. I'm not going to say that, but Liz Cheney, and you know who her dad is, Liz Cheney and Mitch McConnell. All right, it's bad enough that they're out there against the president, but McCarthy is even worse because he's like, well, what do you think I ought to do? Do you think I ought to stand with the president, or should I stand with Liz, who's the daughter of Dick? I mean, what do you think I ought to do? I mean, come on. Man up, sir. Man up, Mr. McCarthy. There's a reason why you're the minority leader, because you're not taking a stand. This is the time to man up. All right, got to take a break. Carla, thanks for the call. We do have a line open now, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, let's get right back to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Kim in beautiful North Carolina. Hi, Kim. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. I listen to your show about every day on the podcast. And this morning I was listening to your show from yesterday on the podcast and got me thinking. Something you said resonated with me about the way we spend our money at the local level. It got me to thinking about how much money we do spend with these big corporations. And I think I'm going to take that on to start researching that to find out what small businesses can I donate to or can I go to and support and shop at their stores. Because I don't think that we as Americans realize when we're spending our money at these large corporations, how they're taking it and turning it against us, kind of like using it as a weapon against us by giving it to the Democrat parties and the liberals around the world. And I just want to thank you for bringing that point up, because I'm going to take that challenge on and start looking at that. And then I'm going to start spreading the word in my community, at my church, with my family, and anywhere else I can, and ask other people to do the same, because you have to start somewhere. There has to be a beginning.
And Kim, I mean, look, this is a great point and good for you. Because this is where you can really make an impact. And this is not about burning down or boycotting. This is about how you spend your money and the places that you want to support. And I've got to tell you, Kim, I've been doing this for about 2 or 3 years now. And it's really been so much fun. Yeah, I remember when I moved back to Memphis, you know, the first thing I did, instead of going to one of the big pharmacies, I went out and I said, okay, where's the locally owned pharmacy? You know, and you check those folks out and you're like, okay, wow, I can support these people. Or, you know, the local hardware store, instead of going to a Lowe's or Home Depot, which, look, I've got nothing against those guys. But for me, and especially in the global pandemic, you want to be able to help out those mom and pop businesses that not only have a business in the community, but actually live in the community. So everybody's got, you know, everybody's got skin in the game.
Well, exactly. And as you know, Governor Cooper still has us on lockdown around here. And so I heard of at least two restaurants this week locally that they're begging people pretty much to come and eat at their restaurant because they're going to go out of business if people don't go and support them. And so I just want to put the sound the alarm out. You know, people think we don't have a voice, but we really do. Just because you're not on social media, as a matter of fact, I canceled my Apple Music and I canceled my Facebook because I'm sick and tired of these big tech people thinking they own me. And people need to get to that point and realize that they need to don't let these big corporations own them. People are addicted to all these platforms that they have. Take your life back, you know, go back and go to these local businesses and shop with them. And, you know, most of all, get in your Bible nowadays, get off of Facebook and get off of these other places and read your Bible. That's the most important thing.
You know what I love the best part about this, Kim? And I mean, people in the control room are shouting. They're like waving their hands at you because you're preaching. I mean, this is a great message for all of us. But, Kim, one of the best parts is I'll go down to the West Diner, which is on West Street in downtown Germantown, not too far from where I live, and just go and hang out and meet people and talk to the local business owners. You get to know these people. And it's, you know, building this sense of community that you do not have with the big box stores or other places, and, you know, I kind of like that. So, Kim, what a great idea. Yeah. Kim, I want you to give us a call back one of these days, and keep us updated. Let us know what the folks around the church house have to say about your idea.
Well, I sure will, and thank you, Todd, for taking my call today. I appreciate it.
All right, you've got it. Kim from North Carolina. And look, if you missed the podcast, you can always go back and download it. It's available for you free of charge over on the website, toddstearns.com. A lot of people say, Stearns, why don't you, everybody else charges? I mean, why don't you have this premium page? Because we want you guys to have access to all of our content. And we have a lot of businesses that are like-minded, and they support us, and we're able to offer that to you. We just don't like nickel and diming people. Because I know that you know, money is tight these days, and we want to be respectful. This just coming in from Breitbart. Oh, this is going to hurt. Oh, I'm just going to tell you straight up, this is going to hurt. Walt Disney Company and the Motion Picture Association have decided they will no longer donate money to any candidates who voted against the Electoral College results. I just heard a blood-curdling scream. I think that was Avery. He's a big Disney guy. The Mandalorian. All right, there you go. Everybody's falling into line. 844-747-8868, going right to your calls. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. All right, folks, so let me give you an update. A couple of big developments up on Capitol Hill to share with you. First of all, NBC News now reporting that Mitch McConnell will not reconvene the Senate. So what does that mean? That means that any Senate vote to convict the president would happen after the president has left office. And that leads to a whole another set of questions. But the news of the hour is that Mitch McConnell, according to NBC News, will not reconvene the Senate. So we'll see where this goes and what happens next. But keep in mind that the Republican leadership, they want Trump gone. They don't want him anywhere near the party. They want him punished. They want him destroyed. to that point, there is a brand new poll out. Breitbart has this information. This is from McLaughlin and Associates. The vast majority of Trump supporters and Republicans in battleground states are now less likely to vote for a member of Congress who voted in favor of impeaching President Trump. This is according to a memorandum that was circulated yesterday by McLaughlin and Associates. That's John McLaughlin's group, by the way. And they took a poll January 10th and 11th. And the states they polled include Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Maine, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Mexico, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Texas, Virginia, and Wisconsin. I think there's a lot of anger out there, but the Republicans are counting on something. They're going to come out there, and you watch what's going to happen. 2 years from now, you're going to have Liz Cheney, and she's going to be out there saying, well, you conservatives need to understand something. If you don't vote for us, the Democrats are going to ruin America. And so we're the only game in town. You got to go with us. And they sincerely believe, and they've look, they're not stupid. They've mapped all of this out. And in their minds, all of you Trump supporters will always vote Republican. And that is the question I have. Will you do that? According to the polling data, you're not. 80% say you're not going to get their vote. But what say you? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Bob, what do you think is going to happen if they end up impeaching the president?
Well, if the House and the Senate affirm the impeachment of President Trump either before or after, millions of people will actively participate in forming another party and or reinvigorating the old Tea Party, period. And for example, in Georgia, you know, the Senate race, Perdue beat Ossoff by 88,000 in November. He received 258,043 less votes in January. Ossoff received 133,179 less votes. There was a third candidate, Hazel, that got 115,000. That's about 500,000 less people voted in a supposedly important Senate election. So if the Republicans really think that they can go and just abandon, you know, this Trump's, it's his agenda that drew people to him. He made promises, and he kept the promises. If people heard his talk down in on the border, all the accolations he gave, he's praising the people. They worked on that design of the wall together. It's not all about President Trump and a cult or whatever. This is about an agenda that people drove to, and the Republicans won't win without someone that has a backbone, period.
No, I'm with you. And Bob, I mean, let's be honest here. Looking at who the Republicans have, I don't know of anybody that could go up against the Democrats. I don't know of anybody who would muster the same sort of excitement and devotion as President Trump.
I absolutely agree. I mean, you look at the amount of anger in the House of Representatives, and that's only flaming the division amongst everybody. They're trying to divide people. And we've got people, you know, they're making decisions. The House of Representatives, they don't even know all the facts about the invasion on the Capitol. There were definitely Antifa members dressed as Antifa members at the head of the line there. So in other words, what we're getting is no information that's factual, and they should be worrying about how a place like that can be invaded that quickly. So, I mean, here they are worrying about getting rid of a president 8 days before he ends. I mean, it's just ludicrous. It's laughable.
Let me tell you what this is about, Bob, and thank you for the call, by the way. this is what's happening. Liz Cheney and the Republicans up in the House and also in the Senate, they've made a political calculation. They think that they're going to save their own political skin by turning their back on Donald Trump. That's what's really going on here. It's despicable stuff. It's ugly, the ugly, 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 nasty side of politics. All right, before we go back to the phones, I do want to share this info with you. Now, there's a lot of debate over what happens if the Senate cannot get around to the impeachment trial. What happens then? According to the Washington Post, they say that there's nothing that can be done, that the Senate, once a president leaves office, the Senate cannot do anything about that. So it's over and done with. So if the Post is to be believed and their reporting is to be believed, then this is all for naught. It's a big show because McConnell says he's not going to bring back the Senate. All right, let's go to Missouri. Pastor Matthew on the line. Hi, Pastor. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. It's going good. Thanks again for that tip on Russell Moore, because I know you're not talking about it, but I just want to say, because I was signed up and I got alerts on my Facebook, hint, hint, everybody should do that. And on your website, I knew about something happening at Southern Baptist Convention and was able to voice my opinion. And we're hopefully moving, getting some things moving. So I just, that's my commercial to get people to sign up for your, and it's not, he doesn't write long articles. They're very concise and they're informative. And just, so anyway, but I'll get to my point, Brother Todd. But you made an assumption that Liz Cheney won't get primaried. And one thing we know about our president, this would be maybe his one side that maybe is not as Christian, but we love. He doesn't forget, and he will primary these people, Governor Kemp and all those people, that they won't make it to the regular office. And I want to encourage everybody, call your senators. I called Senator Haley and Holly, and I told him I support him. I called Senator Blunt. And I said, I was very polite. You don't want to call and scream. But I said, look, I said, you need to tell your colleagues. And I said, I don't think you grasp. You are, if you decide you're going to do this, you will end up alienate all, because I've been talking to people. They're not saying, they're not changing their support of Trump. And it's very important that we call, especially if you have a rep, senator from who's Republican, and help them try to help them understand. I said, you can do what you want, but I said, don't deceive yourself. If you do this, you are going to feel the wrath. I said, I'm not trying to threaten you. I'm just giving you a perspective. But the other thing, Todd, I think there's, I don't know, but it just, they can't be this stupid and they can't be this naive. I said, there is something, it's like another talk show host said, it's almost like Republicans, the swamp dwellers, they love to be in the minority. And I just, there's something deeper about this than just ticking us all off, thinking we'll go with the Republicans. There's more to this, and I don't know what it is. But, and then the last thing I told him, I said, pretty well, if you want to know how to vote to keep the Trump support, don't vote anyway, Senator Mitt Romney, on this whole issue with Trump says. Thanks, Todd. Have a good day.
Pastor, thank you for those thoughts. You know, it's interesting. Part of me does hope that the president, once he leaves office, goes out there and raises you-know-what out on the campaign trail. And maybe the president does go to Utah and work to get Mitt Romney out. Or maybe the president goes down to Wyoming and works to help primary Liz Cheney. I mean, you got to teach these Republican leaders a lesson, and that's the problem. Republican leadership, they are establishment, and they don't like you. They just don't like you. And we'll talk more about that with Marjorie Taylor Greene coming up in the next hour. To confirm what we just shared with you, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will not agree to reconvene the Senate before January 19th. And that means a Senate impeachment trial is not going to happen. All right, let's go to Nancy. Hi, Nancy. What's going on today?
Hi, Todd. Well, I just wanted to let you know that if they vote to impeach President Trump, I will not be voting for anyone that is currently in office. if they vote that way. I think most American people love Trump, and they're okay with the representative, not the other way around.
Yeah, I'm with you, Nancy, and we're going to be paying very close attention to that vote. We're hearing as many as 20 Republicans in the House. I say just go ahead and primary every single one of them.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. Nancy, thank you for the call. Folks, we've got to take a quick break here. By the way, Eric Swalwell, remember him? Congressman Fang Fang did the bang bang, allegedly, with the Chinese spy. What's her name? Tokyo Rose? I don't know what her name is. Anyway, he says that President Trump is America's version of Osama bin Laden. That's what Eric Swalwell just said. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. Unbelievable. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. ToddStearns.com is our website, and this is The Todd Stearns Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Stearns.
Oh, boy. Congressman Matt Gaetz is trending on Twitter. He apparently set fire to the Democrats, figuratively, by accusing the Democrats of setting literal fires. It's pretty brilliant, actually. We're going to do our best. We'll get that audio. And Grace, let's send that over to Claire, and we'll get that audio up momentarily, and we'll play some of that for you. In the meantime, I do want to go back to the phones. Let's go to Chattanooga, Tennessee. A lot of callers from East Tennessee today. Jody, what's going on?
Hi. I just wanted to say that I have always voted ever since I was of age. I'm 60 years old. I have never considered that I would never vote because I know that. And right now, I will never vote again unless we have a third party that actually cares about we the people instead of how it's going to affect their future or enriching themselves. And it breaks my heart because the other day I was telling my grandchildren about that we are so blessed to live in America. And then for a moment, I thought, I don't know that I believe that anymore because we're becoming like other countries whose, elections are so corrupt that you can't even believe the results of an election.
Jody, that's a fair point. And again, you would know, being there in Chattanooga, right on the state line with Georgia. I mean, Jody, I think anyone with common sense knows there's no possible way that David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler lost those Senate seats. There's just no way.
Correct. That's right. I told my husband they cheated in, well, the presidential election seems something's not right. And so then why in the world would anybody think Perdue and Loeffler would win? If they got it, because nobody even wants to look at the presidential election. So why would they look at this one? And I understand the frustration of people thinking, why do I even go vote? Because we need to make sure that our elections, I mean, if Biden won, fine. I just want it to be a fair election. It's we the people. And it's just being... It just feels like it's being taken over by Washington. I mean, I'm scared of our federal government, and I mean on both sides. And you just wonder how in the world do we take back our rights from our own government? I mean, but just because they go into the Capitol, like someone earlier on your show said, why is that more devastating to our elected officials when they go in and burn somebody's business down? None of this makes sense to me. And I'm so frustrated, and I, I know third parties don't always go well, but I don't trust the Republican Party anymore.
Well, you're right. You're right not to trust them, Jody. And it's sad to say that. But every single time they have been fighting this president, and that is going to be, I think, the big story looking back over the past 4 years. The fact the president was able to get so much done, even though he was fighting the Republican Party. Jody, we got a skedaddle here. Thank you for the call, though, and thank you for listening to Nuga Radio. So we've got the clip from Congressman Matt Gaetz. This is the congressman from Florida just a few moments ago.
Brad's that she called for people to get in the faces of those who serve and support the president. I denounce political violence from all ends of the spectrum, but make no mistake, the left in America has incited far more political violence than the right. For months, our cities burned, police stations burned, our businesses were shattered, and they said nothing. Or they cheerled for it, and they fundraised for it, and they allowed it to happen in the greatest country in the world. Now, some have cited the metaphor that the president lit the flame. Well, they lit actual flames, actual fires.
Good for you.
And time expired. There will be order in the House.
Good for you, Congressman. Good for you, sir. We're going to play that again after the top of the hour news break. But it's true. It's true. Black businesses burned and white Democrats turned their backs. Who wears the bed sheets and the pointy hats, I ask you? This is appalling, but it's true. It's absolutely true. For months, the muscle of the Democrat Party, Black Lives Matter, and Antifa, what did they do? They rioted. They caused terror and mayhem in American cities, and the Democrats turned a blind eye to that. They didn't care. They didn't want to know about it. Who cares? Who cares if a bunch of black businesses burn down? That's what the Democrats say. Well, we care. President Trump cares. And they say, well, why didn't the president send in the troops? Well, the president cannot do that. That's the responsibility of local and state leaders. Again, Democrat mayors, Democrat governors. All they had to do was ask the president for help, and then the president could intervene. But they didn't want to do that. And you want to know why? They wanted to hurt this president. And if that meant you had to burn down a couple of black businesses to do it, black-owned businesses, that's exactly what they did. Shame on you, Democrats. Good for you, Congressman Gaetz. Hey, folks, stick around. Marjorie Taylor Greene coming up next. We'll be right back.